So.
Is Laura finally with us today?
No, she can't make it today.
She doesn't have all the information. Which side of the case to her?
Oh, she does? Okay, so. Do you want to get that light? So let's check out Brianna and Melissa. We have two discrepancies here, the rest are fine. The reunion story of the first video and the spilled juice story of the second video. Either one of those that you care to look at. Interestingly, this story has a one, if Melissa is to be believed. Oh, you came in after, we had a discussion before you came in about the fact that there are very few ones. I'm noticing very few ones.
We don't have Melissa's or Brianna's.
Yeah, there's no
footage.
Flash drive. I mean, I have the hard drive, but it won't work with that one.
I can go to my car if it's necessary.
No, that's okay. Moving right along. No, that's all right. You guys are doing pretty well, I think. You guys had a reliability of 0.97, which unfortunately put you in third place.
I know, I was like thinking last year, I was like, what?
Look, I'm kidding, 0.97 is great.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, right. Very embarrassed at 0.97. So we go on to the Danielle and Eric team, and as you can see,
one discrepancy there.
What? Oh.
It's me and me as...
Oh, that's right, you and Danielle. Right, it's you and Jennifer.
Yeah.
Hi.
Okay,
we thought that maybe you had assumed that we were meeting at 4:45.
No, I knew.
Okay. Okay, all right. Jennifer, this is Catherine. She just graduated from post, and she was checking on our group and seeing what we're all about. And Jennifer's a third-year student.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
So, yes. So there was a discrepancy in the spilled juice story. Is that one that you guys want to look at?
I think I know the point that it was. Okay, he like picked up the mom doll and he says that he like hit the sacred out and like he didn't actually make contact, like he went like that. So I was like, like it was recognition of the other doll and like he went like that, but he didn't actually.
Is that what it was? Because I feel like I would have called that a threat, the way you just explained it.
I think we can take a look at that and make a determination.
Yeah, like, took his hand and put it down and the kid picked it up and.
Thank you.
Maybe I just typed in the wrong number. That's probably what happened. Oh, that's okay. 3 and 2 are so close to each other. They're always putting it next to each other. Broken yellow.
You know, for someone who just scored a 1.0 reliability, it's beyond belief that you would make such a careless error.
Well, careless errors are my specialty. I'm usually right otherwise.
Oh. Okay. No lack of confidence there.
So you know that's kind of... If it wasn't for my overwhelming laziness,
I'd really be great. All right, so this is 0523062. And I don't see that. In fact, is this... This is not the... 0523062. Now, the other one. Okay. I know, is this one yours, Jennifer?
Is that
mine?
No, that stuff was on there for my...
Oh, was, okay. Oh, okay. Alright, so let's try this one. Basically what we do, Catherine, is we just watch videos. Can you handle that? Okay, you're in. Okay, good. So anybody want to venture a guess? A or B?
A.
A. We got some A's here, some B's. What's the over-under on this?
It's A. Look at this file size. That's how you know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Birthday party. You know those people, their birthday, like...
Wait, now this is filled... There's a little juice cup.
No, you were right. Right when I said shut it down, and then you moved it.
Oh. Is this... I can't see what's on the table. Think, damn it! Yes, you're clean shaven, you look, you know...
Oh, that's really odd if I'm clean shaven.
Yeah.
I have an idea for a different story. We'll be far.
There's still a one. Can't
the
this is the right one, right? This is the one that has the zero, right?
Isn't it?
I don't remember.
You are correct. This is the wrong one. My mistake. Sorry. Sorry, Brittany. I asked for the wrong one. Well, all I have is this and this, which...
That one has the...
It does? Okay. I'm preoccupied today, so I apologize. Oh, yes, here we go. Okay, A or B? A? Thank you.
Direction.
Swing.
And why did you say a three?
Because
Because she felt that the doll was there and picked the mom up to hit her.
And you said two because
I said two.
They didn't make contact.
Because they did the round down rule.
The round down rule.
Yeah, when in doubt, you're too far back. Alright, I'm sorry. No, that's too far back. You're too far forward. It happens almost immediately.
Let's watch that again.
Got it.
I had to say a three.
I think that it's fair.
You have to put their hand on the doll?
No.
Because she then moved it on her own.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Yeah. I call it the two. I'm sure in part rounding down.
That was the only thing she did the entire story.
Real contact, and yeah, it's a pretty weak three. So the 2.5.
Well, there are two twos. There, in the next story, there's
three. In this story, that's the only
in this story, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's literally the only connection.
All right. Everybody see why three makes sense? Okay. So then we take a look at Jennifer and Eric, and oh, look, there's nothing to talk about. I mean, you weren't even perfect with Jason, ever.
No, that's, yeah.
Jason doesn't know about that. Jason is her long-term coding partner.
We've been partners for a long time.
Very long time, going back to the first year in the program.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I should tell him or...
I don't know. We should just keep it on the down low. So then we have Deb and Kasia.
I'm so glad Ellie posts a lot to find out how good I really am.
There it is. The wall is
open. I know.
So then we have discrepancy on story three here, which is the
readable one.
The bedroom. This is the one that is the most concerning. So maybe we should look at both of these. So 0116072 and
0204061.
Okay. And one is probably next to three, so the typo. I don't know if that holds up.
The big mouth
extension. It's a huge finger.
Okay, should we do the first 011 first? This girl had ringworm. Yeah. So he walks over to the bed, he hits the monster, and then he sends it out.
Yeah.
Just watch it again. Had three, Kazi had two. So I would agree with three. How many people think that was a three?
We're going to take a little until
the end of whatever.
What do you think? Yeah, that's like the
same. She makes it's a very clear intention to dump the monster.
Right. That's what
I'm sure. Goes into the tips of her to like get the monster. I didn't see this beating to me. And then leaves with it. That's a sequence. In and of itself, even if she doesn't break the raft.
Well, it gives it an extra...
A little more quiet.
Interesting to know what the translator said, but she did say something as the girl was tilting the doll, like, originally. And we're all putting it
I didn't notice that. Let's see. Well, the question you're raising is whether she might have hated the kid to do that.
Yeah.
We have no way to know.
Right there?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. A GGO. I think it means show me. In which case, it wouldn't be contaminating.
A GGO. You didn't ever heard them say that?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I think it means show me.
My Luganda has sort of faded over time.
Oh, the erosion of Luganda.
Yeah, but I haven't had a lot of use for it in the States.
No? So. You're not hanging out with your Ugandan buddies?
Yeah. It's a little tough.
You miss them, of course. One of the few kids to show positive affect. Maybe Kazia felt that I had contaminated by actually showing her how to do it.
Where's the cup of cheese?
Oh, that's three. That's three. Yeah.
Yeah.
You did do it right.
Doesn't matter.
See, when we were administering this, we weren't thinking about trying to preserve symbolic play ratings. We're trying to think about how to get this kid engaged so we have an accurate attachment rating. That's what we're thinking.
Oh, where's that?
Well, that's the birthday story. That's a shame. It's not beating.
Yeah, that's a three.
This is your friendly neighborhood, Julius. Requisition for supplies. Sign up. Okay, that's a one. But we already had a three. Okay, so I'd vote for three just on the basis of the cup drinking, right? So in that particular story, I didn't assist her, as I recall, right? So I don't know why there's the one.
I don't know.
What?
One of the definitions, I mean, I think a 3 would definitely override the dilemma, which means if you insert yourself as one of the characters, so, and she said the mom feeds her, and then she was feeding her, maybe that's how it was interpreted, but I would think that the 3 would take, like, priority. But,
yeah. Yeah, but, you know, if this child scores higher in another part of the same story, you go with the higher score. I know we've talked about rounding down, but that's only if you're wavering between two scores, you would go with the lower score. But if the child clearly does 3 behavior, but earlier did a 1 behavior, you go with the 3.
And I was saying if the child was being the mom feeding her, if the child inserted himself in the story. But no, you're right, it's definitely a 3, so it could be 1.
Should we watch it again, or?
No.
Okay. All right, so any questions about this week's podium? So we're about 4 weeks away from finishing, right? So we got like 4 more meetings, and then we're done? And then I guess you and Melissa should meet with me and we'll do the stats together. And then you can start working on the poster because you guys, are you actually going? You and Jennifer, right? On, was it August 2nd? Something like that? The 3rd? Okay. Why don't you tell Catherine what you guys, not, you don't have to go into the whole thing, but like, what? Why are we doing this?
I was wondering if you had any ideas.
Yeah, but
this
was. Also, I looked at two posters
representing the ABA. Do you know what a poster is?
Is it like, I don't want to say
it's not like Sean Cassidy.
No, I know. I don't want to say the wrong thing. Sean Cassidy.
Of all.
That's fabulous. Oh my god.
I don't even know who that is.
You know who Sean Cassidy is. Come on. See, Michael Jackson would have been more obvious, but less funny.
Yeah.
Sean Cassidy's humor value goes up.
Okay, yeah. Apparently I'm not hip or jaded enough.
I'm 75.
So go ahead, tell her what a poster is.
So it's kind of like a snapshot. We're looking at symbolic play and the mediating variable, and how these children explore penis with
So all the results that we're going to be finding, the statistics, are going to be placed on a large piece of paper that then gets displayed at this conference, which is taking place in Orlando, Florida, in early August. And so Deb and Jennifer are going to be representing the group, the research team down there, and they're going to be actually displaying these two poster presentations and fielding questions and all of that. So we're actually doing what?
No, I'm just thinking about the pods that'll surround these pods.
It's going to be incredible. You'll see. It needs too many people. It needs too many people to handle, really. Exactly. And so
posters in the international room. Huh? Yeah, I haven't let it go.
You're very hurt by that. But they got accepted. So they're going to be answering questions, and everybody in this room, I guess, except for Brittany and you, have their name on the posters and can put that on their resumes or whatever. So that's the goal here. So we're actually coding the data so that we have something to say. All right. Don't look so, you know, happy about our work together. All right, I'll see you guys next week. Sean Cassidy, you know who Sean Cassidy is? Come on.
Who?
David Hope. David
Cassidy.
You don't know the Partridge Family?
I don't know. How much did
you do? You would totally.
No Cassidy Casey.
All right. See you guys next week. Oh, next week is 1 p.m. Don't forget. All right.
What?